Hi, this is Hank Hennegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplug short. In today's short, I want to share some thoughts on the Manhattan massacre that took place 21 years ago. Because a week or so ago, Americans across the country remembered the terrorist attacks. They were a reminder that the oil-rich Middle East is full of fantastically wealthy Muslims. Muslims who are prepared to employ their resources for the sake of jihad. In my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, I quote Thomas Friedman. He wrote a provocative New York Times piece that was titled, Our Radical Islamic BFF, Saudi Arabia. And in that piece, he points out that the title Greatest Purveyor of Radical Islam doesn't belong to the Iranians. He said it's not even close. That title belongs to Saudi Arabia. Friedman went on to say that America has never called them on that. Why? Well, because we're addicted to their oil and addicts never tell the truth to their pushers. Instead, America enables Saudi terror lords to peddle their poisonous propaganda pills across the planet with impunity. And they're now even doing it through the kingdom of golf, through sports washing. Hillary Clinton acknowledged that Saudi Arabia is not just a source of terrorist funding, but she said Saudi Arabia is the source. Saudi Arabian donors constitute the most significant source of funding to Sunni terrorist groups around the world. And here's something even more alarming. According to former Democratic Senator Bob Graham, Saudi Arabia had direct ties to the massacres of September 11, 2001, 21 years ago. He said that there's a solid case for the position that there was significant Saudi involvement going up to at least the Saudi ambassador to the United States in the time that was leading up to 9/11. And then he said that there's ample evidence to establish the Saudi government and its agents and citizens in being involved in assisting the 9/11 hijackers, and not insignificantly, 15 of the 19 were Saudi nationals. Well, all of this is being whitewashed in the Western world. Sharia subservient states, including Saudi Arabia, are consistently being portrayed as peace-loving allies in the fight against terrorism. So, it's little wonder that when the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia declared it necessary to destroy every church in the whole of the Arabian Peninsula, Western governments didn't even blink. And worse yet, Western governments, along with academic institutions and media outlets, have proven themselves to be co-belligerents with the Wahhabis of Saudi Arabia in exporting a false narrative on Islam. But there's something else that I'm reminded of today. I'm also reminded that rather than curse the darkness, Orthodox Christians built a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm, a lighthouse at ground zero, a resplendent shrine patterned after the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. In the next decade, an estimated 50 million people are going to visit this glorious testation to Jesus Christ. This cathedral, this St. Nicholas Cathedral, the only non-secular building at Ground Zero, will always serve as a reminder of a time when the church was young, a time when Christians were unified in one holy apostolic faith and tradition. The rebuilding of the St. Nicholas Shrine at Ground Zero, well, it proves to be a glimmer of hope that Christians in the West might once again take the only true and transformational faith as seriously as the Saudis do the Islamic counterfeit. And if that were to happen, we might well experience a second iteration of Pentecost. We might well experience the sound from heaven the mighty rushing wind, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, we might well experience the manifestation of the uncreated, inexhaustible energy supply that alone is sufficient to save the world. Something I wrote about in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Thanks for tuning in.